Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. As per usual, I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the seat or the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are on location at Norrell Toyota, but we're not inside. We're outside because they're building a new shop, so we figured that's an awesome backdrop.
Wow.
As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely. My name is Ryan Moyer. I'm the newest member to the Norrell family, and I'm excited to work with you guys here.
There we go. So, in regards to Norrell, what do you do for Norrell right now?
I am one of the sales associates here. You may recognize me already. I've been a longtime salesperson here in town already, but I just started at a brand new location, brand new spot with brand new inventory, and I'm excited to meet some brand new friends.
There we go. So how long have you been in Fort McMurray in general?
I've been here just about 2 years at this point.
Okay. And so where are you from originally?
I'm from Edmonton. Edmonton, St. Albert area. Yeah.
Okay.
So I grew up in St. Albert and lived in Edmonton and moved up here.
Okay. So I love when people, because myself and Tanner, bingo, by the way, Tanner. We're born and raised here in Fort McMurray.
Sweet.
But I love hearing people's story on what brought them to Fort McMurray. How did you decide this was a place, especially living in Edmonton, which is a city I think most people from Fort McMurray say, like, hey, one day I want to live in the big city. I'm interested to find out, like, reverse. Why did that happen?
So I had an opportunity to come up here and move some metal, and I really couldn't turn it down, and I've been happy to become part of the community here, make a lot of new friends, and who knows? I mean, I'm starting to consider this place home now.
Okay. And so when you say metal, what do you mean when you say move some metal?
I mean metal. I mean moving vehicles, moving cars, moving trucks, moving vans, whatever it is.
Okay. So I've talked to a few people who move metal, as you have said. Not everybody's into cars who does that, though. Some people are just good at, you know, selling certain things. Doesn't mean
absolutely
they're into it. Are you into cars, or are you just like into selling it?
I wouldn't call myself an enthusiastic. I mean, I know a thing or two about a thing or two, but I wouldn't say it's a passion of mine or a hobby of mine outside of work.
That's right.
But things that I like to do. I love playing baseball. I'm sure a lot of you guys already know that. Yeah. Baseball is my life. I'll play it every day of the week if I can.
Okay.
I like to play a game called dodgeball. You may have heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've dodged a lot of wrenches in my day.
That's right.
And personally, I love video games. I love watching movies. I'm a bit of a nerd. Okay. Big Wolverine fan, big Black Panther fan.
Okay.
And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
So where did this love of baseball come from?
I've been playing baseball since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
So just stuck with me. I loved it. I'm pretty good at it, you know, good at it. But I just love playing the game.
Did you play like high school baseball or like?
I did play some high school baseball. I played some rep when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then I took a few years off, and then I came back, and now I just play slow pitch because it's a lot more recreational, more fun, a lot less competitive, which is kind of where I'm at.
Now I gotta ask you about the dodgeball too. Like, people think because I'm born and raised here and because I do this show, I know everything that's going on at Fort McMurray, which couldn't be further from the truth. Is there a dodgeball league here? Where do you play? Who do you play dodgeball with? How does that happen?
Well, so that's the thing. Unfortunately, there is no longer a dodgeball league here. I believe COVID put the brakes on that, and they just haven't gotten enough interaction to get it back up and running again.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I haven't been able to play dodgeball for a couple of years now. But when I go back home, I obviously visit back home every now and then. If I can get my hands on one of those rubber balls, I'll do it.
Okay.
Do you know the people from that?
Yeah.
Like the dodgeball league here?
Not personally, no. No, I don't.
We got to get in contact with them, no doubt.
On the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay, so if anybody's watching this and they were in charge of the dodgeball league before COVID,
or you know somebody who is,
reach out. Let's
Make it happen.
I would love to go be a spectator for that sport.
Oh, it's something else.
You
it's something else.
A Mac City team?
Oh, a Mac City team either. We could sponsor a team. That would be so
sick. There you
sick.
Go. There you go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There you go. I'll help out however I can.
All right, cool. So I'm a huge nerd as well.
Okay.
So you threw out Black Panther and Wolverine.
Yep.
These are like, those are the names you threw out. Are those your favorite comic book characters?
I did forget one person.
Okay.
It's a little bit niche. You probably never heard of him.
Okay.
His name's Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's the king, in my opinion. He's the king.
Yeah. Batman. Batman's mine, too. Very closely followed by Spider-Man.
Okay. Spider-Man's very popular these days.
Very
closely. Are you a Miles Morales Spider-Man or a Peter Parker Spider-Man?
This is a great question. Okay. So, it's a two-part answer.
Okay.
So, Peter Parker, number one, he's the OG, so I'm a Peter Parker fan.
Respect.
That being said, in my opinion, and it's only my opinion for all the hate I might get because I say this, I truly believe that the Miles Morales Spider-Man, the movie that came out, hands down, is
the best
Spider-Man.
100%.
Hands down.
100%. Hands I scream down. It from the mountaintop. Yep. I love that movie.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about the second one.
Yeah.
And like, I've watched all the Spider-Man movies, which is easy to say. I think a lot of people can say that.
Yeah.
But all of the Spider-Man shows that have aired on TV, and I mean all of them, even like the new renditions.
Yeah. Big fan.
I've watched all of them.
Okay.
Even, and I'm going to mess up the numbers because I'm borderline dyslexic, but like Spider-Man 2021, I think it was.
Yeah.
They had a series on that.
What's the best Spider-Man series?
Oh, in my opinion?
The classic.
The one that has the intro spot, like the one with the na 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 na. Yeah, the 90s one, not
late,
the OG.
Yeah, late 90s one.
That's right, not the
Spider-Man. Where they do like the Spider-Man.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's a great one. I grew up on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly
don't
can't
know
remember.
What the name is, but people know as soon as they hear the guitar solo, they'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to these comic book characters, were you watching, obviously you were watching some of the programs, were you also reading some of the comic books?
Not so much. I wasn't really reading much of the comic books, but I do have some faint memories of some like Ghost Rider comics that I used to have.
Nice.
Some Punisher comics that I used to have. To be honest with you, I've never liked the Avengers. Never.
Yeah.
Ever. Like my least favorite. I was always an X-Men guy.
That's right.
An X-Men guy.
I couldn't agree with you more. Although the movies are another
top shelf.
Another thing.
Yeah.
But as far as the comic books, never got into the Avengers.
No, none of those guys.
So like when I heard like that they were making Avenger movies, I was just like, man, I was kind of disappointed. There's
right?
other things they could do, but they killed that franchise.
That's
like
right.
They did
100%.
A very, very good job at representing that. The other thing which you talked about, and Tanner knows this about me, especially over the last few days, is I don't play video games anymore.
Okay.
Because I used to have a crippling addiction to it. Like,
gotcha.
Time, like I just don't have the time to do it. So
fair enough.
Literally had to make a conscious decision. I can't do this anymore. A few days ago, Tanner got me on a simulation that he plays.
B-Man G.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a problem.
I'll tell you about it.
we'll talk about it afterwards. B-Man it's a problem.
Okay. I'm already excited.
So Tanner saw me playing it, and then like I had to like literally like stop and walk away, and like he's like, oh, I see where this problem could happen for him. Like, yeah, I'm done. But I like to hear about people's video games of choice. So what video games are, like, what are you into?
I mean, like, first of all, I'm an OG Nintendo fan from day one.
Yeah.
I love my Zelda. I love my Mario. I love my Metroids. My Mega Man. Mega Man's a hero of mine.
Okay.
Like, lately, I've actually just gotten back into a game called Cyberpunk.
Okay.
Because they released a Netflix show that just re-sparked my interest in the game.
Right.
And I've been playing a lot of that lately. Elden Ring, I love Elden Ring. I haven't put down Grand Theft Auto in 8 years.
Yeah.
I always come back to that. It's a classic.
It's the reason I stopped playing video games.
I agree.
It's the reason I stopped playing video games. I've probably said it on the show before, so we're not going to retell the story. I'll tell it to you afterwards.
Sure.
But that franchise and that game is so good.
Oh, yeah.
That is literally the reason I had to stop playing video games.
That's right.
Gonna have slurs or no
spoiler alert, man. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. You haven't seen?
I've tried not to see it specifically because I don't want to. The way I look at it is Rockstar didn't endorse that, all that stuff that got leaked recently. So I was like, I don't want to see it.
That's right. Interesting.
I respect the craft, so I'll see what they put out.
They did endorse the no slurs, no no derogatory terms, though.
Interesting. Well, yeah. It's a different culture we live in these days, so you got to be sensitive.
This is weird for Grand Theft Auto.
I agree. Right. Yeah, all the things you can do in that game, but then you can't say, like, certain words, like the R-word or the N-word or
whatever.
That's right. So, I'm sure it'll do very well.
Although I've given up new school games, I still play old school games with my little boy.
Yeah.
I have a Nintendo 64 and a Super Nintendo at home.
Yeah.
And we play in the garage. I have like one of those old big TVs, like the ones that
like
are...
Like the tube TV.
Yeah, but it's just like... Yeah. It's a wooden...
Yeah, and it weighs like 3,000 pounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a projector. It's awesome. And we play video games, but you just sparked... Because we've been looking for a new one, because we finished Bomberman.
Yeah.
We...
Classic.
We finished Mario... And from time to time, we play Tetris.
Okay.
But we've been looking for a new game. He's getting older now. Like, we've been playing it for a while. But I forgot about Mega Man. That's what I got. Like,
Mega Man's
write
clutch.
That down on a note. I need to get Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man's clutch.
Keegan doesn't watch the show. So I think that's, like, his birthday's coming up.
And your tradition. You can watch the show for your tradition.
That's right. I'm going to get Mega Man for his birthday when I go to Edmonton. I'm going to shop that. So
just the Nintendo ones, though. Like, anything that came out Super Nintendo or later, junk. Yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah. Awesome. See, this is why I didn't want to start filming the show.
Yeah.
Or talking to you before we started filming, because this is
good.
The show. Oh, Mega Man. That's a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a good one. Okay,
no worries.
So usually Tanner, Tanner is going to come up with some questions right now. I'm going to put him on the spot.
Sweet.
He's going to come up with only two questions for you, though.
Okay.
So I'm going to walk off camera because we have this whole mic system. Tanner has a segment called the Max City Morning Show, and the reason we're putting it in there is because we have a sponsor. We got to give Carrie a big shout out. Carrie from Julie Rose. She's going to tell us a little bit about her product right now. And when we come back, Tanner's going to ask you his two questions.
Cool.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
All right, Tanner, what are your three questions?
All right, question number one for you today. Yep. What do you think is the most underrated video game of all time?
Oh, geez. Castlevania?
Question number two. What is your dream vehicle to drive?
I'm going to be honest here. My dream vehicle has always been and will forever be a Dodge Viper.
And question number three, what was your biggest shock about Fort McMurray when you first arrived here?
I'll be honest with you, there's a reputation that Fort McMurrayans have, and I was happy to know that it's all bullshit. The people here are super, super friendly, super, super inviting. Over the past few weeks, it's been a bit of a bumpy road for me, and Fort McMurray really came together and really supported me in a way that I didn't think was possible. So thank you, Fort McMurray. I appreciate you.
There you go.
And those have been your three questions.
If you could hear Tanner, those have been your three questions. Sorry, I moved way too soon. That's the best part of the show. Sometimes our episodes, you can hear you, you can't, depending on where we're at. That's awesome.
Right on.
So, yeah, that's really nice what you said about Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people kind of...
I was surprised.
They don't know.
It opened my eyes.
Yeah, they don't know. I know back in my previous career, when I was doing human resources, I would fly guys in, corporate guys, to work for us. And part of the interview process when they flew in, which always blew their minds, was I didn't drive them to the office right away and sit down and do an interview. I said, okay, well, for the next 5 hours, I'm just going to drive you around Fort McMurray and, like, show you the community.
Yeah.
And they'd just be like, wow, this community is awesome. Like, everybody has their preconceived notions of what it's going to be until, like, you actually drive down Beacon Hill and you see Fort McMurray and you see the trees and you're just like, hey, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I know.
It's a shock.
It's a shock for most people. Listen, that is at the end of our conversation, though. We're coming to the end. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So we have the mics.
Geez.
The sun is presenting the lights. Have fun.
Jeez, a shout out. Jeez, you really are putting me on the spot here.
It could be anything. We've had cars. We have moms. We've had anything.
Shout out to my daughter, my oldest daughter, Milana. It was her birthday yesterday. She turned 15. Shout out to you, baby girl. Love you. Miss you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, my man, thank you very much for taking the time to sit and chat with us. Hopefully you feel comfortable doing it again and again and again.
Absolutely.
So we'll do it again. And yeah, everybody at home, thank you for watching. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor for the Mac City Morning Show. Appreciate all your ongoing support. Good luck with the new build. Big shout out to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you for being a sponsor as well. And for everybody at home, we appreciate every view. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.